Excerpts from Memoirs, Pablo Neruda. Introduction. Neftale Ricardo Reyes Basalto, Pablo Neruda, the Chilean poet and diplomat, was born on 12th of July 1904 in Parral, Chile. He was Chile's most beloved poet. Neruda was a staunch supporter of the Communist Party and a great admirer of Joseph Stalin, Fulgencio Batista, and Fidel Castro. His father was employed in the railway and his mother was a teacher. He began his creative writing at the age of 13. In 1920, he contributed his articles and poems to journals adopting the pen name Pablo Neruda, which was chosen in honor of the Czech poet Jan Neruda, owing to his father's disapproval of his poetic interest. Memoirs is Neruda's life story, as well as a fine narration of Latin American history. It is a self-exploration of an enigmatic personality who shares his passion for poetry and politics and reveals his intimate association with Lorca, Vallejo, Picasso, Gandhi, Mao, Castro, Allende, and many others. Perhaps I didn't live just in myself. Perhaps I lived the lives of others, says Neruda in the preface to Memoirs. His self materializes as a poet when it encompasses and assimilates the many lives he met during the course of his life. The section entitled The Word is a great paean to poetry. Neruda relishes words, savors them, and fondles them in an attempt at harnessing their poetic potentials and emotions in diverse permutations, eliciting rapture. One sees a man drunk with poetry, revealing in its intoxication. The whole passage is rendered in italics and stands out like a poem. There are three other passages rendered in the same manner: the reclining goats, the mask and the verb, and poetry. This passage is replete with images and surrealistic expressions. It is highly suggestive and picturesque. Text: The Word. You can say anything you want, Yesir, but it's the words. That thing they saw and isn't. I bow to them. I love them. I cling to them. I run them down. I bite into them. I melt them down. I love words so much. The unexpected one. The one I wait for greedily or stack until suddenly they drop. Vowels I love. They glitter like colored stones. They leap like silverfish. They are foam, thread, metal, dew. I run after certain words. They are so beautiful that I want to fit them all into my poem. I catch them in mid-flight as they buzz past. I trap them, clean them, peel them. I set myself in front of the dish. They have a crystalline texture to me. Vibrant, ivory, vegetable, oily, like fruit, like algae, like agates, like olive. And then I stir them, I shake them, I drink them, I gulp them down, I mash them, I garnish them, I let them go. Leave them in my poem like stalactites, like silvers of polished wood, like coal, picking from a shipwreck gift from the wave. Everything exists in the word. An idea goes through a complete change because one word shifted its place, or because another settled down like a spoiled little thing inside a phrase that was not expecting her but obeys her. They have shadow, transparency, weighty feathers, hair, and everything. They gathered from so much rolling down the river, from so much wandering from country to country, from being rude so long. They are very ancient and very new. They live in the beer, hidden away, and in the budding flower. What a great language I have. It's a fine language we inherited from the fierce conquistadors. They strode over the giant Cordilleras, over the rugged Americas, hunting for potatoes, sausages, beans, black tobacco, gold, corn, fried eggs, with a voracious appetite not found in the world since then. They swallowed up everything, religions, pyramids, tribes, idolatries, just like the ones they brought along in their huge sack. Wherever they went, they raised the land. But words fell like pebbles out of the boots of the barbarians, out of their beards, their helmet, their horse shoes. Luminous words that were left glittering here, our language, we came up losers, we came up winners. They carried off the gold and left us the gold. They carried everything off and left us everything. They left us the words.